Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF2000-1945.
Welcome back to BabeCast. My name is Megan. The last episode of 2017. That is crazy. That means I've almost been doing this podcast for a year now. I just want to take a second to say thank you so much if you listen every single week or whenever you can, if you subscribe on iTunes, if you download it off the website, whatever you do. I really appreciate the support because honestly, I really just enjoy doing this. I enjoy meeting new people. I enjoy hearing other people's stories and how they got to where they are, the struggles that they faced, the struggles they've overcome. And it's just so inspiring and motivating. And that's really the whole point. It not only does that for me, but I'm hoping that it does it for you as well. So please continue to forward me your suggestions or your recommendations for women around town. I obviously don't know about everyone. And I just want to say thanks again for the support this past year. It's really been so much fun. Okay, done being emo. Now I want to welcome to BabeCast, the last episode of 2017. She's a teacher. She's a style and food blogger. She's hilarious. From high heels and good meals, please welcome to BabeCast, Catrice Shorter. Thank goodness for Instagram.
Right?
High Heels and Good Meals is your blog.
It is.
But I'm finding out so many things about you that you're like doing a million other things.
I do.
First of all, love the name.
Thank you.
Are you excited for the holidays? Do you feel ready?
I'm so excited for the holidays.
You are? And you're a teacher, so you got off.
Oh, girl, yeah, we got off yesterday.
Are you done?
So I'm done.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done until the 8th of January.
Wait, that's fantastic.
I know.
That's one thing about that I always wanted to be a teacher. I'm like, you get the summers off.
Hey, we get a lot of breaks.
Spring break, you know, Christmas break. So you're off until then. And do you feel ready? Like, did you buy everything you need to buy?
And I'm almost ready.
Yeah.
I have a few little things I still need to get, but I'll get that once I get home.
Where are you from?
San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Okay. So when are you leaving?
I'm leaving Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon, rather.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Exciting. And then you stay there the whole time?
Yep. So I can get pampered by the parents.
The parents. Okay. So you go see your parents. Do you have any siblings or anything?
I have a younger brother.
Okay.
He'll be there too.
And then you're just going to have some family time.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yep.
Did you go to school in Jacksonville?
I went to school in Tallahassee, Florida State.
Nice. Yeah. Go Noles.
Yes. Go Noles.
I went to UNF, so I have no football team. So I just say go Noles.
That's fine.
Okay.
At least you didn't say go Gators. So.
I know my audience, so I'm not
okay.
going to say go Gators. I'll say go Gators to somebody else. Like, I don't really care. Did you go to school for teaching?
I did not.
You didn't?
No. My degree is in exercise physiology.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you want to do at the time?
At the time, I wanted to go to medical school and be a doctor.
Wow. You really like switched it up, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
So then you ended up graduating with that?
I graduated with the exercise physiology degree, and then everybody always asks, how did you get to Jacksonville from Tallahassee?
Right.
So I came down here for a teaching fair, and I was hired on the spot. And
like at UNF or something? Was it?
No, it was at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I caught the greyhound.
Did you really? Nice.
With my suit on and my resume in tow, and caught a cab to the fairgrounds,
All right.
My interview, and they hired me on the spot. And
that's fantastic. I mean, that's the goal when you go to something like that,
exactly.
I would imagine.
I was like, please, Lori, let me get this job. I just caught the greyhound all the way over here. Sketchy people.
Yeah.
So,
good for you. That's great. You must have made a good impression.
Yeah.
So what made you think like teaching? What was like, where did that come from?
My boyfriend actually was like, hey, why don't you teach? Because I graduated. I was like, what am I going to do? I'm not ready to go to medical school. I don't want to go back home.
Right.
He's like, why don't you teach for a little while? I was like, teaching? Okay, well, maybe. And it fits. So,
and do you love it?
Doing it.
And
I
you're
do
a high
love
school
it.
Teacher.
I am. Mm-hmm.
What grade?
I teach 9th grade biology honors and 12th grade anatomy and physiology honors.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got the smart ones.
Yeah.
I was never in those classes. That's awesome. Yep. Do you love it?
I do love it.
So do you feel like
it's very rewarding?
Do you feel like you want to keep doing that, or do you feel like you would eventually want to go to like medical school?
No, I don't want to go to medical school anymore, but I do. I would like to be a college professor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
do you have to go back to school for something
like
that?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and get some more education.
Oh, yeah. And that's like a whole thing.
Yeah. So, student loans, all that stuff.
I know, trust me. Mm-mm. So how long have you been teaching?
Are you trying to find out my age?
No.
A long time.
I'm really not. I really am not. A long time? Okay.
A long time.
So,
I'm very seasoned in education.
Oh, really. Yeah? So, since you're a food blogger, that's part, I know you do like style and food, right?
Right.
What is your favorite restaurant in town?
I get asked that question all the time. And it's so hard because there's so many great restaurants here in town.
Yeah.
So it's hard to narrow it down to one, but if I have to, I would have to say Black Sheep.
Okay. That's
because,
a good call. I love it. Yeah.
I love Black Sheep. They're consistently good. I've never had anything there that I didn't like. They have good cocktails.
And the rooftop.
The rooftop. The ambiance is great.
I know.
It doesn't matter if it's day or night.
I know. It's true.
Right.
And do you live on that side of town?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
But I'll make the drive. It's not
me
a problem.
Neither. I know. I live at the beach, and that's the thing that sucks is like there's so many. I mean, there's great restaurants at the beach. So mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of places I don't get to go to a lot because it's kind of far. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ugh, to drive over there and then drink and then drive home. It's not in the cards. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so a question that I ask a lot of people, I feel like this will be really funny to hear your answer, is if you did something really terrible and you are going on death row, what would be your last food and then your last drink? It's so hard to choose.
Wow, if I'm on death row.
Yeah.
And I get to have my last meal.
Like last thing ever that you ever get to eat, last drink ever that you get to drink.
Okay. I would have to have an authentic bowl of gumbo.
Okay.
My mom's from Louisiana.
Oh, and then it doesn't get better than that.
It does not get better than authentic gumbo. What most people think is gumbo is not authentic gumbo.
So what, explain it.
Okay.
Is it like the spices?
First of all, you don't put tomato sauce or anything tomato in gumbo.
Okay.
So
I need more education on gumbo. I need to know.
My boyfriend, he loves gumbo from a particular chain restaurant here in town. And he swears by it. And he's like, you got to taste it. And I went to taste it. It was good. It tastes like soup. But I was like, this is not gumbo.
You're like a gumbo connoisseur.
So it has to be an authentic bowl of gumbo from somebody in my family.
Okay.
As a final meal, a big
there you
jumbo
go.
Bowl
that
of
makes
it.
Sense. And yeah. It's like a family thing. Mm-hmm. So I totally get it. What about drink?
Drink-wise, that's hard.
I know. I just always think, like, I feel like I have to go alcohol if I'm going to die.
Of course.
Like, it has to be
you
something
can give
alcohol.
Me, like, some whiskey, what is it, the Dusty Boot from Black Sheep.
Oh, my God, you're not the first person that said that.
I love the Dusty Boot from Black Sheep. It's so good.
Amara from a couple weeks ago, she said the same exact thing.
Yep.
That's too funny.
That's
okay,
hilarious.
Now two people saying this Dusty Boot, I have to try it.
You've never had it?
No.
Oh, girl, it's so good.
Okay,
so
but
good.
It's whiskey and, like... Is it like an old-fashioned kind of?
No, it does not taste like an old-fashioned.
Okay.
It kind of tastes like a, I don't know. It tastes like margarita, but kicked up a couple of notches.
I think that's what she said, too.
There's like a salt and pepper around the rim.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good, though.
Okay.
So good.
All right. Noted. Gonna try it. Favorite TV show or, like, guilty pleasure? Like, are you into any reality TV?
Oh, gosh.
Or?
My favorite TV show right now is The Good Doctor.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Wait,
it's
what?
About,
it, I mean, obviously, it's about a doctor.
It's about a doctor who is autistic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's
wait,
really
is
good.
It the kid? Or
he's,
no?
He's that, not a
I'm
kid.
I'm thinking of something else.
But he has autism, but he's a doctor.
Okay.
And so he goes through.
I don't know what I'm thinking of. Okay.
I don't know. You're probably thinking of Little Sheldon or something from Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon, maybe. He's not a doctor. He's just really smart.
Right.
Okay.
And as far as guilty pleasure, yeah, I do watch the reality TV.
Do you like Housewives?
I do.
What's your favorite?
Atlanta, of course.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta is just, like, I haven't kept up with it completely, but I started watching it again this season, and it's just so effing funny.
It
like,
is.
It makes me laugh so hard. It's
those
so
girls
good.
Are crazy.
I know, but it's so entertaining. Mm-hmm. I can't not watch it.
Yes.
Do you watch any of the other ones or not really?
Yeah, I like New York also.
New York is good. Do you like Jersey?
I did, but I didn't watch the last season, so
yeah.
I'm kind of, like, over them.
Yeah. I actually, a lot of people say that, who like, started as, like, OG watchers are kind of, like, not into
I
it
like,
anymore.
I like Vicky.
Yeah,
Orange County.
Vicky Gumbelson.
I like yeah.
She is the best. She's like the longest standing.
Yeah, I know. She's housewife.
OG,
right?
You know, she came here before and we met her and she was amazing. She was like promoting this book that she wrote or whatever, and she was just so great.
Really?
Like in real life. Yeah, and like so inspiring. I feel like she's so smart, and I was like, I feel motivated.
I like Mickey.
I love her. Okay. So how long have you been doing high heels and Good Meals? Like how long has
a little over 5 years.
Oh wow. So for a while.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
The whole blogging thing like blew up.
Yeah. I know. And now it's like everybody's trying to do it. Yeah. So I tried for a little while. I'm thinking about starting it back up. So I was just really interested to talk to you about it to see like kind of like how you got started. And it's fun, but something that I found, which I've told other bloggers who've been on the podcast, is that it's just very time consuming and also financially, like you have to spend the money. I mean, like for me, I already go shopping. It's a problem, mm-hmm. but like, to, you know, but to like, to pay for the shoots or whatever you're doing, yeah. it adds up and
yeah,
it is. And
definitely.
If you're not seeing any like type of financial gain from it,
right. That's
kinda,
when you start harassing your friends and
yeah.
your boyfriend and your mother and everybody else who to take a picture of you.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
Okay. That's smart. No, that's genius because yeah. I feel like that's the way you got to mm-hmm. do it if
yeah.
you want to, if it's something that you love to do.
Yeah. I mean, I have a tripod also.
You do? Okay.
Yeah,
did you get like a really nice camera or something or just use like an iPhone?
Decent.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a camera, DSLR. But I have a friend who's an aspiring photographer.
Okay.
And I harass her to death.
That's good.
And she comes
well,
out
it's
and
good experience for her.
Yeah,
and
so.
I saw that you just shot with Kelly recently.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love Kelly.
Yeah. So what was like your inspiration behind starting the blog? Like I know you're doing other things. You said before you're working at a doctor's office.
Oh yeah, I work. Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do there?
I'm a rehab therapist for Dr. Richard Kersey.
Okay.
At
wow.
Physicians Medical Center. Yeah, I do that. So
how do you even
week.
Have time for that?
I don't know. But
is it at night?
No, it's right after school on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays from
3
to
6. Oh, right, because school is okay.
Yeah, you that's the perk about being a high school teacher. We get out pretty early.
So it's just a part-time thing.
Yeah, it's a part-time thing.
That's great.
And then I have the night to play.
And then is that when you usually like do your blog posts? Mm-hmm. Is that night?
I do the blog posts whenever I have free time. I usually do my shoots on the weekend.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And how many times a week are you posting on your blog?
About two to three times.
That's a lot. That's
yeah.
great. I was only doing like one time a week. So yeah, that's
it
great.
It depends. Sometimes more, sometimes less. It just depends.
Depends on what's going on.
Yeah.
Like the holidays. Do you feel like there's like just so much to do?
Oh, there's so much to do around the holidays. But I'm going to be having my family, you know, take pictures of me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I have a little more time to upload more posts.
Right. And you have off of school and stuff
yeah.
and some vacation time. Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
Right.
I forget what I was just going to ask you.
You're asking me how I got started with high heels.
Yes. Thank you. You're helping me with my own brain. I appreciate that.
So I had another blog before. It was an art blog. I like drawing.
Oh my gosh.
I know. One of my coworkers was like, you always dress so nice for work. You should start a fashion blog. And I'm like, a fashion blog? Maybe I should start a fashion blog because some of these teachers can use a little help with their fashion, honey. Honey, I tell you. So I started.
Maybe they feel like since they're teachers, they feel like they can't like be cute.
And you know what? I did a segment on Channel 4.
You did?
Yeah, giving teachers some tips on how to dress to go back to school because
oh that's great
yeah let me tell you
you're like, I've seen it
yeah, right so when I was doing my research I noticed that a lot of fashion blogs out there it was like whoa these girls wear designer from head to toe I can't do that but then I thought you know what maybe I should start a blog to show people they can still look stylish on a budget and I thought yes I can do the fashion part but I want to make it different so what else can I incorporate into fashion blog? And I was like, well, I like food and I like, you know, cooking and trying new recipes and trying out restaurants and things of that nature. So maybe I could do a fashion and food blog. I was like, yes, that's what it's going to be.
Yes.
And now I have to come up with a name.
The name is so hard.
I know it is
like
really
to
hard.
Come up with like
it really
I remember but your name is great I love it it's so cute but it for me I was like having such a hard time coming up with the name.
Yeah.
And it's like something that people can remember, too.
Exactly.
Sounds great together. So then you were like, all right, food and fashion.
Food and fashion. And
then, it's essentially like a lifestyle, too, because
yeah. I started in the very, very beginning, the humble beginnings. When I look back at some of those pictures from the very first. Oh, girl. But anyways. recently, I started incorporating more lifestyle and travel.
Yeah.
So I guess it'll evolve into a lifestyle blog. But definitely. Right now, the focus is definitely food and fashion.
That's great. And what do you post, your own recipes on there, or do you, how does that work? Like, are you taking pictures of the food and then posting it?
Yeah, I do my own recipes. Most of the food stuff is restaurant reviews.
Okay, cool.
And then my own personal style.
That's awesome. So restaurant. So are you like invited to a lot of like the media nights and stuff?
Yeah,
so you get to go out. So,
yeah, that's the best.
That is awesome.
I get
awesome.
Invited to a lot of media events, which is really, really fun. Really cool.
Yeah. So you go out there and then you just kind of like try everything and then you post a review on your blog.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so much fun,
it
too.
It is so fun.
You're like,
I love
it's something
it.
I already love to do.
Exactly.
Where does your, what about your outfits? Like, where does your inspiration come from mostly?
Oh, gosh. Different people. Whenever people ask me what my personal style is,
I was just going to ask you this. Yeah.
I always say it's trendy chic because I wear what I feel good in.
Yeah.
I don't have a particular, like, I only wear this and I only wear that. But,
right.
You know, I wear whatever looks cute on me and what makes me feel good.
Yeah. And I feel like all your photos are so pretty, too.
Oh, thank
Even,
you.
I don't know if your boyfriend's taking them or your friends, but they look good. I know you said you do some media events. Are you going to like a lot of events locally or?
Yeah, mostly local.
Mm-hmm. Like what are some of the, like, do you collaborate with any other people, social influencers? I guess that's what they're called now.
I have. I have. I tend to meet up with the same people, you know, who are also influencers in town.
Yeah.
When it's a food-related event,
right.
Like, I know I'm going to see this person, this person, this person. And, yeah, so the blogging community here in Jacksonville is pretty close-knit, I think.
Yeah, it's like, and it's growing,
yeah,
I feel like, too.
It's definitely growing.
Absolutely.
I think people are really supportive of each other here, which is great because, you know, you don't have that everywhere.
I know you were teaching and doing other things that you love, but would running this blog full-time be, like, your ideal goal?
Oh, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of people who do.
I know.
So
they're
many.
They're grinding, right?
Yeah. And then, like, all these bloggers that I follow on Instagram, they're like, blogger mail. And it's, like, all this free crap that you
yeah,
get.
Yeah. I'm like dang.
Has that ever happened to you?
Stuff here and there.
Like, do
Nothing
companies...
Nothing like me. I don't come home to boxes piling on top of each
right.
other. But...
But do companies, like, reach out to you and ask to collaborate?
Yeah. Companies have reached out and asked to do collaborations. They'll send me... some of their products, and I do sponsored posts for them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's really fun.
That's awesome.
I love that.
And do you feel like you ever reach out to them, or you're kind of...
That's something that I recently started doing some pitches to companies that I would love to work with.
Yeah, because I just think it's like so competitive, like the blogging world, mm-hmm. that you kind of almost have to like do like...
You have to pitch, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So how
you
does that...
It, you got to go out and get it.
No, it's true. So how does that work? Do you like put together like a media kit for yourself and
you
just kind of say...
And you create a bomb email and you just pitch away. And the worst thing people can do is say no.
You might as well, yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah. Is the goal, I would imagine, is to essentially make money off of it, not just receive the product, because
right,
then you're not...
Exactly.
Right? Because I think a lot of people,
there's a lot of time that goes into blogging and creating a blog post that's
right.
really good.
You're creating content. I mean, that's
exactly.
what you are essentially as a content creator. So it's like a lot of work that
it
people
is.
Maybe don't think about. It's not just like,
here's
hey guys, or like an Instagram story, you know? Is that something that you're like,
oh, I love
your,
Instagram
is your
stories.
Social media like obviously very important? Like, do you feel like that's
Definitely.
How you kind of get your.
Because mm-hmm, brands everything. Are watching, brands
yeah.
are looking. So you want it to look nice and you don't
want
to, I'm a fashion and food blogger. I'm not going to be posting about the playground. I don't know.
No. Yeah, definitely. Do you feel like, do you have like a game plan when it comes to your social media, or you just kind of go
sort of.
As it?
I just want to try to keep it strictly about what my brand is.
Right.
So anything outside of that, like I've had to turn down people who've reached out to me before about wanting to collaborate on different things because it just doesn't
fit you.
Right.
Yeah.
So
how does that work? They just like literally DM you or
they'll email me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, asking about doing X, Y, and Z. And it may be great, but it's not for what I'm doing.
Right.
So it wouldn't be mutually beneficial.
How about followers? Like, do you feel like that's really hard to gain?
It is hard.
I feel like that too. That's
so
why I'm
hard.
Asking you. Like, I mean, I feel like it's so hard to gain and then also maintain.
Right.
And with stories, I don't know if that helps or hurts, because I feel like it's like, I'll post a picture of my dog and then people will be like, unfollow.
Right.
Like they're sick of, you know what I mean? By the way, this is a PSA that you can mute people's stories. You don't have to unfollow them.
Oh, girl. For every like 10 follows I get, I get like 20 unfollows. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, you can mute the stories. Mm-hmm. If you don't like my adorable dog, first of all, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you.
Your dog is
you.
Cute, by the way.
Thank you.
You have a miniature schnauzer?
Yes.
My brother has a miniature schnauzer, and I love him to death.
What's his name?
Smokey.
Aw, cute. I must, yeah, obviously, I know I'm very obsessed with my dog. It's very obvious. I talk about him all the time. But, I mean, it's not like I'm, like, posting something obnoxious.
Come on.
But, like, is that, do you feel like that there's ever been, like, a plateau for you where you feel like you're not gaining? Like,
absolutely.
Do you have any, like, suggestions on how to get out of the rut? Or, like, do you know,
My thing is, you know what, I'm not going to focus too much on the followers.
Right.
Just keep on doing what I love. And
right.
People who want to be there will be there.
Yeah.
If they want to go, nice.
Bye.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for any like aspiring bloggers, like maybe people who've been thinking about starting one but they just don't know where to start? Or
my advice would be start.
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 Yeah.
You know, find a platform that you want to, you know, host your blog on and just start doing what you
just
love.
Just do it. Yeah.
Just do it.
It's really hard too. Like, is this, and it's, you know, I think it's something too with like afraid of like rejection, I guess, kind of putting it out there and then people being like, why are they doing this? Or like thinking too much or getting, because that's what, that was me. Like,
oh, it was me in the beginning too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing all these girls post, you know, these fabulous outfits and all their Gucci and Prada. And I'm over here in Ross. But
I mean, like, we have like normal jobs. Like, it's
right,
like, I know it's hot. I'm not like,
but
you know,
you'll be surprised. There are people out there, you know, everybody doesn't have it like that.
Yeah. And I know
if
it's
you
like
do,
also
great. If
for
you
show.
You know, you can still look fashionable.
I know.
So.
And I like the behind the scenes of like an Instagram photo. Like, you know, when people be like on Instagram and then like behind and it's like all messy around.
Yeah,
like,
girl.
I feel like that's life.
Don't come to my house right now. No.
It's true. It's just, I like that about a blogger where it's like a sense of like realism where you're
right.
Just like, you're a real person. You're just doing what you love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have anything coming up, like any events or anything like around town, locally? I know it's like the holidays.
A couple of events that I was invited to, I can't go because I'm going to be out of town.
Right.
So right now, no. I'm just going to be hanging out with family.
What is your like, what would you say your like ultimate lifetime goal for your blog would be?
Oh gosh. Well, I would love to do blogging full time.
Yeah.
As my job. But you know, I know that's going to take a little more work on my
end. Do you have anyone helping you out at all, or it's just all you?
It's all me, baby.
I know. It's crazy to see like some of the people who have like just like assistants just to go through their email, and I'm like, what?
I know.
I mean, I need to have like a job and
it's
then a job and
right.
Then the blog.
Hey,
look,
me.
I know. I'm doing everything. Okay, well, can you tell everybody where they can follow you and find your blog and all of it?
The blog is www.highheelsandgoodmills.com. You can follow me on Instagram at willworkforheels, just like it sounds.
That's
no
a great
numbers,
handle.
Will work. That's what I work
like
for.
Literally.
Seriously.
You need to give me the heel tip because my feet, I'm such a baby. Like every time I put on a pair of heels in like 20 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, my feet.
It's just some soul serum.
Soul serum?
Soul serum.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is a thing.
What?
Get it on Amazon. You just rub it all over your feet before you wear your heels, and you can wear those heels all night long.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it do? It just makes it not like...
It kind of like numbs your feet a little bit. But...
Then you get home, you're like, I can't feel my freaking...
That numbs like where you can't feel them, but it allows you to like stay in your shoes without them hurting.
Okay.
So,
because you're standing in a classroom and you're wearing heels all day,
well,
right? Or not really. You sit down, I guess.
Yeah. If I wear heels to school,
but you don't,
I have
always,
my flats behind my desk.
Okay. Yeah. It really does make an outfit look great. I'm just a giant baby.
I have to model for my students. They're like, I'm trying to do a turn for us.
Okay.
So Will
Work. Will Work for Heels is your Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Everybody go follow her. She has amazing content. I love it. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.